Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon. On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
I think the United States has about 320 million people now in our country. 5 million Americans live with Alzheimer's of those 300 million. One in three seniors dies with Alzheimer's or another dementia. One in three. Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in our country. And every minute or so, someone in the United States develops disease. That's according to the Alzheimer's organization, ALZ.org. And we have been talking the last 2 weeks, this is our third week now, about Alzheimer's with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place. And she joins us again this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
It is Alzheimer's. Everybody thinks of Alzheimer's as dementia. It is dementia is a general term, kind of the umbrella. And underneath the umbrella is Alzheimer's.
Yes.
And dementia is a general term.
It's for a decline in mental ability that's severe enough to interfere with our daily life.
Yes. And by that we mean just, you know, being able to eat, being able to sleep, being able to get up, being able to walk around, being able to
drive, to go to work, to have friends.
Yeah, just you're right. The daily functions
of
life. Go to the bathroom, take a shower.
Yes, it's tragic. And I want the listeners to know, you know, some of the examples I've been using in the past couple of shows may sound outlandish, but I just want you to know that I have been eyewitnesses. I've been an eyewitness of all of these examples I'm using.
Yeah.
I'm not making this stuff up.
Yeah, at the end of the last week's show, what I find so fearful about it is, and I mentioned the public situations. I think of President Reagan, Charlton Heston, two very strong men who got Alzheimer's.
Yes,
and recently a woman too that I interviewed in my career, Pat Summitt. She was a basketball coach for the Tennessee women's basketball team. Pat Summitt, and hard to believe that someone with that experience. She was a great leader of women in her program. She built a legendary basketball program, and she succumbed to it as well.
Yes.
And you go, you think to yourself, I do anyway, how could these great people who've accomplished so much in their lives, and by certainly what I've understood, never have been, you know, that I'm aware of, been drug users or been alcoholics or anything like that.
Well, we don't know.
We don't know anything about anybody.
We don't know that part. I'm right. Also thinking of Glenn Campbell.
Glenn Campbell's another one. Now, he is somebody that has acknowledged that in his younger days, he was very much of an alcohol abuser and a drug abuser.
Yeah.
And so there you kind of said, you don't say, well, they deserve it. Don't suggest that. But certainly say that it makes sense.
Yes.
Whereas, I mean, I don't think there's any evidence that...
Well, just think of Ronald Reagan's age and in his generation in the 50s, especially in Hollywood, having, you know, a triple or double martini lunch and then highballs and cocktails before dinner.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, today we might call some of that binge drinking.
Right. And smoking, too, was certainly...
And smoking was huge.
Very normal back then.
And smoking restricts the blood and oxygen flow to the brain besides every other thing it does to a person.
Right.
So these are factors.
So the things that we've been talking about for the last 2 weeks, and really pretty much every time you've been on the show about whatever the issue has been the choices that we make in our daily lives, even the simplest things that seem simple, what we put into our stomachs and what we... The exercises that we do or don't do.
Or the thoughts that we entertain or don't entertain.
Yeah, they make a difference as we get older. They carry on.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to continue our discussion of what's normal and what's dementia, it's normal for us to recall recent important events.
Oh, I want to emphasize again, because we dovetailed into that very quickly.
Yes.
It's important for us, I think, to emphasize that there is serious dementia. And then there is things that come with natural aging.
Yes. In fact, we should probably review that. Jerry, could you review that for us?
Well, and we all suffer memory loss. I can't find my wallet. I can't find my keys. Where did it go? And those are detailed examples of forgetfulness.
Yeah. We remember that we forget.
And that's the fact that we remember that we forget them is a good thing.
Yeah.
But if it's dementia, that don't even realize they lost their keys because they don't even know that they need their keys.
Well, that's if it's really advanced, but
right.
they won't remember that their keys are in their pocket.
Okay.
They'll think that they lost it.
Okay.
They have a vague sense of memory loss,
mm-hmm.
but there's nothing specific attached to it.
Right. Okay. All right.
And the sad part is when if you tell someone with dementia and they're pretty advanced that you have dementia, they won't remember that either.
They don't remember they have dementia.
They'll just keep asking you the same question over and over again.
God. Okay. And another one, a frequent loss of words and word substitutions. That's dementia. Normal would be an occasional searching for words.
We right.
all occasionally search for words.
Yes.
That's not unusual.
And if an individual is bi or trilingual, the languages they learned later in life fall off first.
Okay.
And then finally, their native mother tongue is the last language skill to go.
I think of names when I think of this.
You yes.
know, I can't remember the name of the neighbor three houses down. I just met them a couple of weeks ago. I can't remember the name. That's not unusual. I can't remember the name of my mother and father. I know they passed away, but gosh, I can't remember their names. That would be unusual.
That would be unusual.
Right. Okay.
That's a good example.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's normal with aging to have a harder time or a slower time remembering or following directions. However, normal aging, we don't get lost in familiar places.
Okay, just think of an example. Lost in our house.
Yeah, lost in our house is a good example.
And we got to take a break. That actually happens to people with dementia.
Yes.
They don't know where their room is. They don't know where the bathroom is. They don't know where the kitchen is.
Exactly.
They don't know where the front door is.
Yeah.
It's hard to fathom that possibility that can happen. We'll continue our discussion with Gidi about dementia and the differences between what is natural, normal aging and what could be something more serious like dementia. We'll be right back after the break.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio.
Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes.
This is Live Local Talk.
So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser.
All right, welcome back to the show. Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place is a licensed marriage and family therapist, and she joins us every Wednesday to talk about issues that affect our lives, whether they're relationship issues or issues involving just ourselves, and how the decisions we make today affect the future of our lives. And we're talking about aging, dementia, and some of the symptoms of dementia. How to tell when it's something that's normal aging and something that is something to be concerned about, where you might be thinking, okay, I might be getting in a territory I don't want to get involved with in terms of dementia. And let's continue it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's normal as we age to recall recent important events and not have any conversational impairments. By that, we mean not have any difficulty having a conversation.
Okay, give
that's
me
that's normal.
Okay, so give me an example of that. I'm having a difficult time. There's two thoughts.
So there's an important event. What would be a recent important event in someone's life?
Your son has a son graduates from high school.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so we don't have any difficulty recalling that my son, whose name I remember and age I remember, graduated from high school, and we're able to talk to people about that. Somebody with dementia can't remember recent events.
Okay.
And they have difficulty even talking about it.
Okay. Let's stick with the high school example. Are there situations where you would be able to say, for example, gosh, I can't remember if it was what somebody was wearing or some details of it. You're talking about the overall picture of that, oh, my son graduated high school, and or my daughter graduated high school, and I don't remember certain aspects of it. That's understandable. What you're talking about, not remembering the event in its entirety.
Exactly.
Okay.
Somebody who is a relative of mine, we went to a very important wedding where we had to travel 3,000 miles. The wedding lasted hours and hours and hours. And the individual the next morning said to me, I don't know why my body aches so much today.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And I said to her, well, you danced for 2 hours at the wedding. And she said, what wedding?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What wedding? And I said, the wedding yesterday. She said, there was no wedding.
You see, I am having such of a difficult time comprehending that any of us could be put in this situation. And I know it does because, and I'm not delusional in terms of knowing that there are people that do this. I certainly believe it. But the pain of having to go through this, and I don't want to jump ahead. It just, sometimes I'm awed by how awful this must be to experience as somebody who's a caregiver, or whether the person, maybe I'm hoping this. I'm getting too far in advance. I don't want to do this. I hope that maybe the person who's suffering from dementia is in sort of in a peace that we don't know about, and is like.
Well, I think this is whether a person is faith-based or not will really make a difference with dementia.
Interesting. We'll get to that in the future. I know. Yeah. I didn't mean to jump ahead.
But those are good thoughts.
There's some other things in terms of normal aging and dementia, how we could separate the two.
Yes. In normal aging, there's no significant change in our interpersonal skills. In other words, I may be getting old and frail, and I may not be able to walk as far, and I may doze after I eat dinner, but I remember how to be friendly. I remember how to have a conversation. I have best friends. You know, I remember my husband. I remember all the good stuff that I need to remember. I remember all the give and take and the dances of having a relationship. Someone with dementia actually loses interest in social activities and engages in inappropriate behavior and usually has profound depression. And feelings of isolation because they go out with people. You know, you take someone with dementia to a movie and they can't follow the plot. And they're looking around like, where am I? Why are the lights out? Why is it so dark? There's an intense sense of isolation that comes with this. And then a number of causes produce a profound personality change. And you all of a sudden are encountering somebody so familiar to you in the past who you don't even recognize today.
Personality changes. I'm glad you said that because there are some people I know who are naturally rude, naturally say inappropriate things. I think of politicians sometimes, one in particular, who says things, who has said things. In fact, when this show airs, he may be the president of the United States as this show airs, but says things that are so inappropriate because that might be his or her nature just to be that way. And so you're saying that is so inappropriate. That is so ridiculous. That is so bombastic. And again, it doesn't have to be that person. It could just be anybody. And you're going, holy smokes, what is this person all about? But if that's a normal state of behavior for that individual, then it's certainly not Alzheimer's. You're talking about somebody who maybe acts a certain way, which is so
like
contrary.
Like normally is sweet and kind and even-tempered, and suddenly they're screaming and yelling and throwing the dishes and combative and refuses to take a shower because they're scared of the water. Uh-huh. They don't know what a shower is. Why are you taking my clothes off? Don't touch me.
Right.
You know, that kind of personality change.
So if somebody is naturally a pain in the butt, that's okay because that's the way they always have been. It's not okay, but that person needs to improve. We've got a break. But somebody who has shown significant change in their behavior and acts that way when somebody was normally just a regular guy, a good person. Okay. We're going to take a break and we'll wrap up today's discussion on dementia. Maybe try to get into some of the causes of some of this, some of dementia, and then we'll get into preventions. We'll take a break and we'll wrap things up after this.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
Yeah, it does seem that dementia or Alzheimer's is so unfair, because I think I'm learning something here. We think that it is nothing you can do. You're powerless to it. And to be honest with you, Gidi, I gotta tell you, even despite talking to you, I know you say that there are things that we can do. It still feels like to me that it's something beyond our control, that we can't prevent it from happening. It's still, you haven't convinced me yet that there is a way that it can be prevented. I mean, maybe you could show me a way in which it can be, you know, you could contain it for a certain period of time. But it does seem like if you're going to get it, it's going to be inevitable. And that's just what I'm sensing from our conversation.
That's part of your belief system.
Okay.
I'm not a fatalist.
No, I'm not either.
I'm not a fatalist. I really do believe, you know, even if I am going to get dementia, God forbid, if I make good choices today, it's not going to be as severe.
Okay.
I really do believe in cause and effect. I really do believe in laws of the universe.
I do too.
I believe in the physical laws. I believe in the spiritual laws. And, you know, just because somebody has a genetic predisposition to something, you know, there's that whole area of epigenetics which says that our environmental factors and the choices we make can release or suppress a gene.
Well,
so, you know, we have a lot more control maybe than we want to give ourselves credit for. Plus, if we have faith, we know that God can heal. God is with us. I'm very hopeful about all of this.
Well, you know, you convinced me right there. You beat me.
Well, I wasn't trying to. I'm just trying to present the facts.
You presented the facts, and you're absolutely right. I mean, there is a certain fatalistic viewpoint that I have when it pertains to this. And that's probably because I just don't have the knowledge.
Yeah.
And I think that's what listeners need to know, is maybe there's people out there like me who think, you know, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And there's not a whole lot I can do about it by eating less sugar, having less caffeine, or maybe doing more exercise, because if it's going to happen, that's the way it's going to be. So I think there's a lot of people that might be like that, particularly, I think, when it pertains to Alzheimer's, because it feels like it's part of the brain. It doesn't seem like it's a physical thing that we could prevent. But it is.
It is. And remember, the brain is a physical organ, just like our lungs and our heart and our spleen and everything else. And we can abuse it.
Yeah.
Or we can nourish it.
All right. So let's go. Let's talk about the causes, and then we'll probably get just
a few. And then the next show we can continue, because I don't want to rush through this part either.
Okay.
So dementia basically is caused by damage to brain cells. So we're talking, Jerry, physical damage to brain cells, and it has usually three sources. One is traumatic brain injuries. This would be McMahon of the Chicago Bears.
Yes.
Okay. Or that wonderful movie Concussion with Will Smith that shows that early onset dementia for these football players that have brain injury after brain injury after brain injury. It literally can begin to kill the brain.
Muhammad Ali,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, also strokes. So this is a vascular form of dementia. You see people after strokes, they have memory loss, they have movement difficulties, they have speech difficulties. So strokes and multiple strokes especially can lead to dementia. And then finally, diseases like Parkinson's disease, Huntington's disease, and many other diseases.
Now, though, my Parkinson's disease, though, is a form of dementia in itself. So how does that, since that is a form of dementia?
Well, these are the causes of dementia.
Okay.
So with Parkinson's, it's not caused by a traumatic brain injury. It's not caused by a stroke. It's caused by the disease.
Then how do you get the Parkinson's disease?
Well, some people, you know, I'm not an expert on this. Maybe it's genetic.
Okay.
I don't know. Right. Maybe it's released through environment as well and through our lifestyle choices. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's you know, I really can't answer that.
Right. Okay.
But I can tell you what the three categories are for the causes of dementia. And I'm sure as more research is done, a lot of your questions can be answered. Now, another huge part of it, as a therapist, this is the part that fascinates me. Thinking habits, such as depression, think ants, automatic negative thoughts, have been associated with dementia. People who have lifelong depression, who are lifelong pessimists, lifelong fatalists, and I'm not talking about you. I'm not, because I see a lot of optimism and joy in you.
Yeah, there is.
I'm talking about people that no matter what happens in their lives, they're always the Eeyore, always grouchy, everything's wrong. Okay, those people, that has been associated with dementia. Also, and we've talked about this, lifestyle choices, what I eat, what I drink, drugs I take, the exercise that I do or don't get, are also linked with dementia. And this is the, for me, the scariest part of all. By the time the symptoms appear, the disease cannot be reversed at this time. Prevention is the best current option. And again, I would direct our listeners to Dr. Daniel Amen, A-M-E-N, his website. He has just so much information on brain health, how to keep your health, your brain healthy.
I have heard this, and I've seen different, there are two schools of thought on it. I like to do puzzles. I do crossword puzzles.
Yes.
And I always think that that's going to exercise my brain.
It does. It does.
And I think, well, you know, and it's a great way to pass the time when, you know, all the TVs are being used and the computer's being used. The kids are doing their homework and they don't want to be bothered. And Kelly's laying down to go to sleep. And I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? I'm going to do a crossword puzzle because maybe it'll exercise my brain cells.
Yes.
Does doing brain puzzles, brain teasers,
yes,
does that
definitely
help?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Learning new information creates the new neural pathways, and it brings light and blood, and by light I mean light that can be detected in a brain speck.
What we do
brings
now,
it to your brain.
What we do now could affect us in the future when we get really old, and so that's kind of the lessons that we're having on this this discussion on dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Gidi, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week. If you want to get in touch with Gidi for any reason, The Growing Place, tgplace.org, or 588-0448. So long, everybody.